Welcome. Today on the blog, we talk with two leaders of performance management efforts in the Washington, D.C. region, each of whom runs a STAT program. As many of our listeners know, the STAT, or as it's also called Performance STAT approach, is a results-focused leadership strategy in which different agencies or departments come to STAT meetings every few weeks or months to review their performance measures and to talk about ways to improve performance. To learn more, we're joined by Dave Gottesman, who is the County STAT Manager for the Montgomery County Executive in Maryland. And Greg Useem is the Chief Performance Officer for the City of Alexandria, Virginia, and runs AlexStat. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'd like to start by getting some of your broader advice for county or city officials in the U.S. who are looking for ways to strengthen our results focus and potentially launch a performance stat approach. What are one or two pieces of advice that you give them? Dave, based on your experience in Montgomery County, Maryland, what would you say?
If you're at the very beginning of this road, I think the most important thing to do is just to start, is to just pick one department or one issue that is visible and has, you know, some importance and value to either the elected officials or the public, and just see what data is there and just dive into it. The other piece of advice I think that is universal for any STAT program success is that it has to have support from the very, very top of the administrative and elected culture.
Greg, how about you? Based on your experience in Alexandria, as well as your previous jobs running STAT initiatives, what's your advice?
Well, my tip would be actually figure out how you want to use the information, because I think one of the I've done a lot of trainings through a bunch of different nonprofit organizations that do this kind of stuff. I've implemented this in a couple different places. You know, I think one of the things that people think is that if I just write down a bunch of performance measures and I write some goal statements, something magical will just happen. And so what people need to first think through is, how do they want to use this information to make decisions? Do they want to do it on a regular basis for management's sake, like through a STAT process, or do they want to use it to help them with resource allocation decisions in the budget process, or because you want to be transparent to the public? So answering those questions will determine A, what kind of system you want, and B, what are the components therein. So just picking up a STAT system just because it's the thing that's everybody is talking about now isn't really an approach that folks should take. They really just need to think about, what is it that we really want this to do? The buy-in from the decision makers, the leaders, and the buy-in from the departments, it's the first question to ask everybody is, what is it that we want to do with this information? That's what I think is critical.
Okay, so drawing on both of your pieces of advice, the importance of leadership commitment, the importance of just starting, jumping in, and learning by doing, and the importance of thinking carefully about why you're launching a performance initiative. On that subject, I'd recommend any of our listeners to Google Bob Bain's article, Why Measure Performance? Different Purposes Require Different Measures. Dave, I want to go back to you and ask you about another subject, which is the gap that often exists between performance measurement and program evaluation. One is seen as focused on real-time indicators of program performance, that's performance measurement. The other is seen as slower, more rigorous examinations of program impact. Do you have any advice for how to bridge those two important areas?
My two thoughts about that are, one is, we take all of our direction at County Stat from 8 priority areas of our county executive. So it all starts there, such as, you know, safe streets and healthy communities and so forth. And all of the headline measures align with those priority areas. So theoretically, if you're measuring your performance in the near term, you can make the argument that everything is moving towards the right direction in the big picture. The other thought I had about this is, you have to have the right skill sets in your office to make that happen. So I have analysts that work for me that are real data people, and they love getting into it and making the pivot tables and understanding what's going on with the data. I also have an analyst that comes from the social policy world that takes a different view of things because of the person that she is. So their skill sets complement each other and back each other up. So in that sense, when you're building this kind of an office, you want to look for the varying skill sets that can look at things in the two directions that you're suggesting.
A final question for each of you. Give us a quick overview of your STAT initiatives that you're running. County STAT in Montgomery County, Maryland, and Alex STAT in Alexandria, Virginia. Dave, let's start with County STAT.
Sure. County STAT, as we know it, has been around since about 2008. Our County STAT model is guided by four principles, which are that we require data-driven performance, we promote strategic governance, we are here to increase government transparency, and also foster a culture of accountability. Our model includes weekly meetings, and our meetings are essentially a balance between department-specific meetings and the kind of cross-cutting issue meetings that Greg mentioned before. And it's a balance between the two. A department-specific meeting would include a review of their individual performance measures, and a cross-cutting meeting would be on an issue like pedestrian safety, where you have involvement from the police department, the Department of Transportation, the Public Information Office, and perhaps other agencies as well. So where we are making a little bit of a pivot right now is historically a department-specific meeting would be a run through all the performance measures. But what we're kind of being asked to do now, what we're seeing as a better use of everyone's time, is instead of taking the hour to run through a dozen performance measures, instead we're going to be doing more deep dives into the one or two issues where a department might be experiencing some challenges, or we're seeing consistent decrease in their performance over the last couple of years. So really, County STAT is positioning itself more as a problem solver, because a lot of departments don't have the resources or the capacity within themselves to do the kind of analysis that's really vital here. So you might have a department like a police department that has really skilled analysts, but you also might have a department like libraries or general services or transportation where they don't have the kind of analytical skill set that a County STAT analyst has. So we are lending ourselves to them to be their problem solvers.
And am I right that the County STAT office will help determine which issues get the deep dives?
Correct. We will either ask departments to identify their pain points, so to speak, or through our own analysis and interactions with the departments, we may recognize an issue that they're struggling with and volunteer our services and then form a meeting around that topic.
Greg, tell us about the new kid on the block in terms of performance measurement and management in the DC area. That's Alex STAT in Alexandria, Virginia.
Yeah, thanks. And thanks for the opportunity to talk about this. Alexandria is actually new to the performance management world. We are we're right now in pilot mode. So what we're doing is looking at management issues that the city manager and the council are most interested in. So it's almost like management analysis, sort of on steroids. But what we'll be doing soon is moving to regular quarterly meetings as we're receiving data on a quarterly basis. And then as we become more sophisticated, hopefully more often as well.
So just so I understand this, the first phase, the pilot phase, focused on important management initiatives that crossed agency boundaries?
That's correct, yeah.
Did it involve cross-agency meetings?
It did involve meetings, yep. So we actually studied, for example, citywide overtime, the reasons why we're using it, you know, what were the expenditures, and how do we actually reduce those costs? And so that was across many of our departments, from our fire department to our general services and everybody in between. And that was held with the city manager, with all those department heads and their staff, actually evaluating that information, going through it, and trying to improve, in this case, over time. And so we did about seven of those topic areas to get us started.
We will definitely be following your progress. Greg and Dave, thank you very much for sharing your advice and your updates with us.
Thank you very much, Andy.